This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Dozens of people were killed, more than 100 injured, in a stampede at a religious festival bonfire in northern Israel on Friday, according to medical officials. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a great tragedy, saying everyone was praying for the victims. The stampede, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in Israeli history, occurred during the celebrations of the Lag BaOmer at Mount Meron. Tens of thousands of people, mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews, gather each year to honor Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochi, a second century mystic who is buried there. Witnesses said people were trampled in a tightly packed passageway, some going unnoticed until the public address system sounded an appeal to disperse as crowds packed the Mount Meron slope in defiance of the COVID-19 warnings. The tomb is considered to be one of the holiest sites in the Jewish world, and it is an annual pilgrimage site. Brazil has become the second country in the world to top 400,000 COVID-19 deaths, despite some recent signs of containment of the virus. Local health experts had celebrated the recent decline of cases and deaths, but many fear more gruesome days could be ahead when winter hits the southern hemisphere. April is already Brazil's deadliest month of the pandemic, with thousands of people dying at crowded hospitals. About 100,000 people lost their lives in Brazil in only 1 month. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States, which has sent emergency aid to India, wants to quickly help the country increase its oxygen capacity to treat patients suffering from COVID-19, according to a U.S. official. A first military plane loaded with equipment, including nearly 1 million rapid screening tests and 100,000 N95 masks, arrived early Friday in New Delhi. The shipment is part of a more than $100 million support plan. The United States announced on Monday that it will provide other countries with 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is not authorized for use here in the U.S. The White House said U.S. troops and equipment are leaving Afghanistan days ahead of the official start of the planned withdrawal, marking the beginning of the end of America's longest war. A White House spokesman said the drawdown will be deliberate and conducted in a safe and responsible manner that ensures the protection of the forces, acknowledging if potential adversaries attack the troops, they will defend themselves. Also Thursday, a NATO official confirmed to VOA that some of the 7,000 troops sent to Afghanistan as part of the multinational Operation Resolute Support had also left the country. During President Biden's address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, he said the troops sent to Afghanistan to get terrorists who attacked us, adding justice was served. The planned troop withdrawal comes as a new quarterly U.S. report documented a staggering 82% increase in insider attacks on Afghan government security forces in the first quarter of this year, resulting in 115 personnel killed and 39 wounded. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction reported Taliban insurgents posing as Afghan police or military personnel are behind most of the insider attacks. The Islamic militant group Hamas has rejected Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas' decision to cancel the first elections in 15 years, calling it a coup with no popular support. In his announcement early Friday, Abbas cited a dispute with Israel over voting in East Jerusalem, but delaying the elections will likely spare his divided Fatah party another embarrassing defeat. The elections were set for May 22nd. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.